morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
The United States Department of Agriculture on Wednesday afternoon released the cattle inventory report based on January 1st, 2018 data. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, offered us his analysis of the numbers in that report. His initial reaction is that the report came in very much as expected, with very few surprises.
Well, you know, the report gives us, if you look at all cattle and calves, so the total number of cattle in the country was up 0.7% to 100.7% of last year. The beef cow number was up 1.6%. Dairy cows just about even with a year ago. Beef replacement heifers were down 3.7%. Dairy replacement heifers even with a year ago. If you look at the other inventory categories, pretty close to expectations. Other heifers were up, kind of offsets the decrease in number of beef replacement heifers. So all in all, I think generally pretty close to what we expected.
According to the report, Texas again led the nation with a beef cow herd size of near 4.6 million head, nearly 125,000 head more than the previous year. Texas was followed by Missouri with about 2.2 million head, up from 2017, and Oklahoma up slightly as well with roughly 2.1 million head. Kansas ranked further down the list with a slight year-over-year decrease at 1.5 million head, and Arkansas further still with only a marginal increase from a year ago at 924,000 head. Nationally, though, the expectation was for the beef cow herd to come in at around that 32 million head mark. This report, however, shows that the number fell just short of that expectation.
Yeah, for quite a while, you know, I've been saying I really thought it would fall between 1.5% and 2%. In the end, I actually put out an estimate that was 1.8%. It was 1.6, so all very close and certainly within the rounding error of our numbers. So it came in at 31.72, so very close to expected. You know, again, what it says is, in the broader picture, is that herd expansion did continue in 2017, but it continued at a significantly lower pace than the 2 years prior to that.
Texas is the usual annual leader in this report. However, both Oklahoma and Missouri typically fluctuate in their respective ranking. Last year, Oklahoma placed behind Texas in the lineup, but has in this year's report flip-flopped with its contender, Missouri, for the runner-up position. Although it is worth noting that Oklahoma still remains among the top three states on that beef cow herd list.
Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at oklahomafarmreport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news. You got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.